We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and we're beginning on top of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. So it says in the Mishnah, Megalchin Umevin. So like we spoke out, we learned the Mishnah, that it's really Masafik, this Giluach, because if the Shaila is it for Tumah or is it for Tahira? So here, the second time you do the Megalchim, it's definitely not necessary for one of them. After 60 days, you do another Megalchim, and for one of them, it's not necessary. They already finished the Naziris, and the other one, it is necessary. The question is that it's not so simple to do a Giluach, it's not necessary. Why? Because what do they do by Nazir? They shave his entire head, including his payas. It says, Megalchim Mavim, Vamai, Dilma Lav Tamei Minun. Maybe they were in a Tamei in the first place, and the second one is not necessary. You're doing hakafa, which is an issa to cut off the payas. You're cutting off the whole hair. So good, you're very good shmak, you have a suffix, but it's not so simple to do a giluach misafik, because here you have a kafas kar, you have a kafas aroish, and take off the payas, and that's an issa deraisa. And for the Gemara Omar Shmuel, be'isha v'katan. We're talking about here a nazir that was an isha, and the isha has no issa, there's no issa by isha to shave her for a whole head, she has done, doesn't have the payas, or by a katan. A cotton also doesn't have a chiv of payas. A cotton doesn't have a chiv of payas. Are you going to ask me? So I ask you the person who does it. So either we're going to see machlekes later on. This is according to my Yama holds the person who does a cotton is mutter, or we talk about a cotton shaved other cotton, or maybe Isha shaved the cotton. We'll speak it out when we get to the Gemara what the case was. We're here for Isha cotton, but you have another question also. How's a cotton making himself a nazir? The Teretz is. When they're 12 years old already, they can make themselves into a nazir, so they could be a nazir. So, Isha Vikata. Al Kapanim, so that's the answer that how we could do the Giluach Mesafik, is because the Isha Vikata Nabuchayev and Akafa. If it was too Gedailim, so then they'd be stuck. It'd be a problem. They'll be a nazir the rest of the life. Right, because of the Safik, let's figure out the Safik somehow or another. Yeah. You have to speak the famous Nazi, how to do it, the rest of the life to do it. But look more begodol. Frank of Akasha, but look more begodol. What? Yeah, Isha v'katan, as we all do. Next words are, but look more begodol. Why don't we zet sign, it's talking about a godol. Ay, hey, do akafa. But akafa's called right to Ishma akafa. Maybe we hold akafa's called right to Ishma akafa, Ishma akafa. We had it before, we're going to have it in the future or so. There's a shaila, if maybe hakafas apayas is only a problem if you keep you here on top, and you just go around and do a crew cut around the payas area. That is spitz hakafa. Take off the whole head, it's machlokes, that's hakafa. Spitz hakafa is keeping you here and then shaving around the payas area around, and giving yourself a triple zero there, that's for sure hakafa. This is a shaila, but maisa, hakafas karoish, loish ma hakafa, so maybe that's why you could do it, that's the case of our Mishnah. That is called hakafa, and that's how the pasuk taka that even if you shave your entire head, this is issa hakafa. And it's right because we didn't answer. Shmuel didn't answer this teretz, so it sounds like he holds like that. Mazutra masni lo lahashmaitzah the Shmuel asefer. Mazutra says over Shmuel's memra that he says isha v'katan. He says it on the sefer on a different case. The case was here, Nazir Shayatami Besafik Umukhla Besafik. We already had this mentioned before, but it's mentioned later on. A Nazir that was a Tami Besafik and Mukhla Besafik. So, Eichel Vakachim Lakashishim Yayim, after 60 days, he eat Kachim, because every 30 days he's doing a new Guluach, like we spoke out on yesterday's year, and we'll speak out next when we get to the Mishnah, but now it's not going to get to speak out exactly why. But every 30 days he's doing a Guluach. And the problem is that by a Guluach of a Metzairah, it's much more aggressive. The Giluach is around the whole body, including the beard. And there you're doing it Mesafik. So when you have a question, so Megalech Dal Taglachis, you do four Taglachis, Vaka'ovid, and Tais Gers is, Vaka'ovid Ashchas Zokin. You have Ashchas Zokin over here. You have Ashchas Zokin. Here you can't answer Hakafas Kalroi Shma Hakaf, Loi Shma Hakafa, because here it's Ashchas Zokin and Hakafa. That's the Gemara's question. But Isha V'Katan, don't worry, Isha V'Katan does not have a problem of either Shchas Zakin or Hakafa, and that's the case of the Mishnah later on. It says, Nazir Shayitame V'Safik or Mukhlet and also Matsari together. We're talking about Isha V'Katan, and there's no din of Isra of Shchas Zakin. Like upon him, that's the end of Shmuel. He didn't learn it. He didn't put it on the resha. Maybe on the resha he would answer that's talking about the kafas kol resha. Maybe that's they learned the resha. Therefore, that we don't have a raya in what Shmuel holds. Once you learn on the sefer, there's no raya what Shmuel holds regarding kafas kol resha, because he couldn't answer over here hakafas kol resha, because here it's a luach on the beard also. So you have to answer here isha v'katan. That's the difference between this lishna achrina. So to Gemara Vayta. Now coming to the big sugya of makif and nikif. Omar Rav Huna. Hamakif es hakoton harei uchayiv. That means a koton is not chayiv in hakafa. He's still not bar mitzvahs. He's still not chayiv in mitzvahs. But someone, Zok Rav Huna, a gadol goes and makif the koton. He is chayiv because it's on the makif. So he's chayiv for the iser of hakafa saroish, the iser of cutting off pears. Rav Ada argues only Rav Ada bahavla Rav Huna. V'didach ma'megalach lahun. So who shaves your kids? I see your kids walking around without any payas. So who shaved your kids? It seems like in those days there was some of the children that had their payas chopped off. So he says, well, who did your haircut? If you're not allowed to do it, so who did it? Amalei. So Rav Huna answered, Chayva. He says, my wife, and her name is Chayva, she did it. So Rav Ada said on that, Tikvun Chayva lebaneha. Chayva should bury your children. Kulush neder of Ada Bahavala, kindly Zara Rav Huna. Maisa, all the years of Ada Bahavala, of course he said this klala, the Rav Huna's children, were not Makayim. They kept them dying young. They were dying young, and Chayva did not have any children. When she died, she was left without children. After she died, maybe her children were Makayim. But when she died, when Rav Ada Bahavala died, Chayva's children were, they lived. But until Kozman, he was alive, her children kept on dying because of, like a shkaga, yaitzah, piyah shalat, because he said this klala. So now, what was the Rav Huna shita? What was the Ada Bahava shita? We'll see more later on, but Rav Huna held that the whole makif as a katan, yechayiv, is if a godoil, a godoil is makif the katan. But if a isha, which is his wife, is makif the katan, it's not a problem. Why? Because since the isha herself is not chayiv in hashchasas hazaken, and therefore she's not chayiv in Kerem of Payas either. So she's not chayiv in being makif as a katan. She's not chayiv in makif as a katan. Masha Inkeina Ish, who has his own chayiv, he is chayiv in makif as a katan. So Rav Huna held the difference between an Ish and an Isha. Rav Ada Bahava held that there's no Issa Bechlal to be makif a katan. There's no Issa Bechlal. And he didn't understand the chilv between Ish and Isha. He says that Isha is no difference in Ish and Isha. If Isha is allowed to be makif katan, Isha also could. So he holds that you're allowed to be makif katan. If the person himself is not a bar chayuva, you could do it to the katan. That's what Rav Ada held. And he tied it to Rav Huna, Liddi Doch, that you hold as Isha on the makif himself, so then why isn't the Isha chayiv? I don't hear a chilut in Isha and Isha. I hold the makif is never chayiv. But you hold makif is chayiv, so how could your wife do it? That was Rav Ada's tainah. And we'll explain the chilut of Ada Rav Huna as we go along. Mechti, Zohar Gemara says. It seemed like the haircut the children had was Hakavas Kol Roish. So you see Sai from Rav Huna, who says that his wife Dafka does it, and Sai from Rav Ada Bahava, that had a taina on Rav Huna, that Hakavas Kol Roish Shema Hakafa. But Maika Mifgi, so what's the Machoikas Rav Huna and Rav Ada? Maika Mifgi, Rav Huna Sova, Loise Kifu Pas Roishchem, Loise Sashchish is Pas Zekanecha. It says in the Pasik, they're right next to each other in the same pasuk. Lois sekifu pas roishchem. You shouldn't cut off your pace. Lois sashchus es pasuk ganach. You shouldn't cut off your beard. Rav Huna says it's a hekesh. Kol sheyesh lo bashchasa. Anyone has issa hashchasa. Yesh lo hakafa. V'hai nasha hoyo nashi hoyo less to hashchasa as hakafa. Since ladies are not chayiv bashchasa, they don't even have beards. So therefore, there is no iser bashchasa either. There's a hekesh one to another. That since they don't have an issa hashchasa, they have no issa hakafa at all. That's what Rav Huna makes a drasha, and therefore, which is missing from the Gemara, since they don't have an issa hakafa, so there's no issa to makif someone else either, according to Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna holds that there's a special issa called makif, and that's only by someone who's a bar chiyuva. But an isha is not a bar chiyuva in the din of payas, so there's no issa to makif either. Rav Ada Bahava Savar, Echad the Makiv Echad Nikiv Mashma. There's the Iskish Makiv and Nikiv. When you say in the Pasuk, Sekifu Pas Reishchem, so like Tosis explains, Pas Reishchem is going on yourself, but Loisakifu sounds like anyone who does it. And therefore, we have in the Pasuk the Makiv and the Nikiv, and we make a Hekesh to each other. They're both Chayiv, But kol hecha the nikif mechayev, makif na mechayev. V'hai katan, hoyel v'hu gufu la barinchimu, since the katan is not chayev, so la barinchimu, the mechayev, makif na mechayev, the makif was not mechayev, because the hekesh makif the nikif. So it comes out, there are two machloikesim, Rav Huna and Rav Adam. We have to explain this. There's two machloikesim. Machloikes number one is, Rav Huna holds that a isha is mutter to makif, a gadol or a katan. Rav Huna holds that isha could go over to a gadol, a 20-year-old gadol, and give him a haircut. And therefore, it's a maila for those people getting those cuts with the cutting off the pay. It's a maila to go to a lady. Because by a lady, there's a... the messiah, yeah. Right. But the, anyway, they're doing it on purpose. It doesn't help anything. But like upon them, the makif, the no isha could be, is allowed to be makif, saya ish, and saya katan. There's no ish. According to Rav Huna, that's number one. Rav Huna argues on Rav Adar. Rav Huna holds isha allowed to be makif. Why? Because he has a hekesh. If you're not bashchos, you're not bakafa. Mashainkin Rav Adan in that case holds it's also why? Because Makiv because the dinner is if the Nikif has Issa, then the Issa on the Makiv also. That's how Rav Adan holds. But Chagas number one. That's Chagas number one. Chagas number two is a katan. Rav Huna holds a godol that's Makiv a katan is chayiv. According to Rav Adan, a godol that's Makiv a katan is potter. Why? Because it's Hekesh Nikif le Makiv. If the Nikif is not chayiv, then the Makiv is not chayiv either. So that's the two machlekesim. The way the Karinari brings it out, he says that it's really one nekuda. Nekuda is, according to Rav Huna, there's a new issa called makif. On that new issa makif, Isha is not chayivin. But there's a new the makif. So who cares if the guy's a katan? Lamaisa makif is issa, but Isha is part of makif. According to Rav Ad, there's no new din makif. There's no new halacha called makif. It's whoever is nikif, if the person getting the haircut is usher, whoever gives it to him has the issa also. Therefore, sorry for the ish, it's usher. And on the other hand, if the person getting the haircut is potter, then even if it's ish, it's potter. So that's a two machlekesim, Rav Adar, Rav Huna. How do we pass it? Taisa says, we pass it like Rav Huna, that isha is mutter to makif a katan and a gadol, but a ish cannot be makif the katan. That's what he says. Now, the question is like this, L'Rav Huna, that if you don't have makif or nikif, so why isn't a goy, why isn't a, someone who's makif a goy should be chayiv? If this is true, there's a new din called makif, asr, so even if you're makif a goy, you should be chayiv. You're makif a katan, you're chayiv, right?
What's
the katan also not chayiv in Oinchim. It was not chayiv in mitzvahs. So why, we're saying makif a katan, you're asr, because it's din makif. So Frey Toysis, the fear of Huna, should be asr makif a goy. And for Toisvis, no, I'll tell you a tarot. You know what the difference is? The goy will never come to Chiyav. Mashiach and a katan will come to Chiyav. That's the chiluk. Pashut the chiluk. The katan will come to Chiyav. The goy not. So maybe that. What? No. The makif, the yid is the makif. The yid is being makif. We said makif a katan is chayiv. Why? And makif a goy is potter. What's the difference? Teretz is because the cotton you're doing is someone will come to Chiyav, go not. He says maybe that'll be a Teretz. It's the doich to say a Teretz. Matcha with your kashas, who cares? It's a bigger.
Right now, he's not.
Yeah, okay, you'll find all of a shash thing, also Klach Yuva. But so he says it's doich to say that. So what's the pshat? Why Makav a guy is not Chayav? And for Toysvis, because it says, pass Roishchem, and Dafka going on Yisrael. So Loisikiv, pass Roishchem, sounds like Dafka Yisrael. So what's an Afkamina? What's an Afkamina to Tupshatim? What's an Afkamina to Tupshatim? The nafkamina is the doichik pshat of this pshat, pash nafkamina. Are you letting makif isha? Is a man allowed to be makif isha? If you learn the word is bar chiyuva, so isha never become bar chiyuva, you're allowed to. But if it's a din al pas roishchem, it's only a meet by guy. So what's the halacha? Could a yid be makif isha? That's a shayla. So Taisis blives with tzarachim. The last words of Taisis, long Taisis, with tzarachim, but makif is the isha, he mechayek me katan, ravuna. We pass with huni chayek a katan. So what's the halacha by makif is isha? He blives with tzarachim. Taisis is not sure. So how do you pass in Shulchan Aruch? How do you pass in Shulchan Aruch about this? Zog to Shulchan Aruch. Maybe you want to hear Shulchan Aruch with him? Zog to Shulchan Aruch. Makif is a katan chayek. Shulchan Aruch passes a makif is a katan chayek like ravuna. Zog to Ramah, but mutter lahakif is ha'oivik kachavim, why is the isha? That's mutter. Then he says, "V'yesh mistafkim adava, some are mistupik." If you look at the base soysif, this is the pshat in the suffix. Is it pshat as labar v'chayuva? So it's labar chayuva. So isha never come back chayuva. If it's pas roishchem, then isha would be chayiv. That's pshat in the suffix. That's what comes out. A very shmak a chesbin in the sugya over here. But what are you asking about a guy? If a guy does something, the guy being a makav is a guy makav. Let's just go back to Gemara 4. What? A guy being makav is a whole different story. So a guy being makav. So here it says, we just go back, we want to say we'll go back to what says Shmuel Ish of a Katan. So what's the case Ish of a Katan? It said before that the case of Geluach is with a Katan. So what's the case? So if you have Huna, it can't be a case of Katan because a makav is a Katan's chayiv. So someone has saved me here, they must be Shmuel Hozak of Adab Ahava, which would be problematic because we don't pass Gemara Adab Ahava. But Lamaisa, others answer Pashut, that the cotton was, another cotton did it for the cotton, or an Isha did it for the cotton, like Rav Huna holds. Therefore, it's not sure how we said before, Isha for cotton.